It's the last half of the fifth inning. Frank Malzone coming up with Jensen on deck and Gurnett to follow. Malzone hitting 302. Double to left and popped to first. Don Larson ready to work. And the pitch to Malzone. Ball one. The next delivery, swung on, slow bounder to short. Kubek charges it, throws on to first in time. One away. Jackie Jensen flied to right and popped to short. Hitting 309. Is high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the next delivery, swung on, lined out into left center for a base hit. Mantle takes it on the second hop, throws on into Kubek, and Jensen rips a line single to center. Here's Dick Gurnett, fouled out to Kubek and double to left. Batting 233. 3-0 Boston. Fifth inning. Larson's pitch is into the dirt. Yogi blocks it, kicks it out in front of the plate, no advance. Jensen on first base with one out. Larson takes the stretch, check of the runner, throws easily over to first. Jensen's back. Don ready. And the pitch. Over the outside corner for a called strike. One and one. Sets. And the pitch swung on. There's a drive to deep left. That ball is going, gone up into the screen for a home run. Dick Gurnett lines into the screen for his 15th homer and his 53rd and 54th runs batted in, and the Red Sox now lead 5-0. Here's Jimmy Pearsall, who singled to center and was out on a bunt. Larson's pitch is bunted foul, strike one. Dick Gurnett laced one up into the screen. Nothing favor Boston. Seven hits off Larson. Next pitch is inside, and the count is one and one. One ball, one strike. Next delivery, swung on, a bouncer to Lumpy. Third baseman throws to Thronberry, and Pearsall is retired. Two down, and Sammy White steps up. Line to right and pop to short. Nothing Boston, fifth inning. Now the pitch. It's in there, strike one. Don's next delivery is high, and the count is 1-1. Strike. Next pitch is swung on and popped high in the air. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch to White. Swung on, foul tipped and dropped. Count remains 1-2. Larson's next pitch. It's outside. 2-2 the count. 5-0 favor Boston. It's the fifth inning. Now the delivery. Swung on, lined over third down the left field line. Sebring chasing into the corner. White rounds first, heading for two, and has to go back as Sebring makes a fine recovery in the corner. White singles to left for the eighth hit given up by Larson. And now Tom Brewer coming up. Walk and was safe on a drop fly in short center. All set to work. They pitch outside, ball one. Larson's delivery swung on. There's a drive to deep left field, and that ball is going up against the wall. Here comes White on his way to the plate. Here's the relay into the plate. Kubek throws, and it is not in time. It's a double for Brewer. Brewer doubles White home from first base. Three runs are in, and it is now 6-0 in favor of the Red Sox. Tom Brewer getting his second double of the year, his 12th hit and third run batted in. Hitting a double off the left field fence. And now up comes Don Budden, who doubled a left, lined to third, and walked. Nine hits for Boston. Larson's pitch. Foul tip, strike one. No balls, one strike. Sets, and the pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play. Up onto the roof. A two-strike count. balls, two strikes. Check to the runner. And the delivery. It hits him on the shoulder, just nicks him. And Button is hit by a pitched ball. Just nicked him on the uniform front. Didn't hurt him. Brings up Pete Reynolds, who grounded to second, walked and singled to right, hitting .329. What a year this boy's having. Couldn't happen to a nicer fella either. Brewer on second and Button on first, and now the Yankee bullpen gets busy for the first time today. Zach Monroe. The delivery, outside, ball one. Williams on deck. Two on, two out, three in, 6-0 Boston, fifth inning. Don Larson ready, pitches, and Reynolds takes it high, 2-0. A 2-0 count. Brewer on second and Button on first. Don Larson to the stretch. You look around and bluffs the runners back as he stepped off the rubber. Eyes back on. The pitch to Reynolds. Swung on. It's a high foul coming down in front of us. Strike one, 2-1. Brewer leading off second, Button off first. Larson to the stretch. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Got the outside corner with a curveball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Next delivery, change up is swung on and hit right through the middle for a base hit. Here comes Brewer around third to score. Button stops at second. And Reynolds keeps up his solid hitting, driving in his second run of the game, 41 the season. Four runs in, that's 7-0 in favor of Boston. And here's Williams, the ninth man to bat in the inning. Ted hit a sacrifice fly to left, backed Bauer up against the barrier. For his long drive in the third, popped the second in the fourth, hitting .310. Williams digs in. Button on second and Reynolds on first. Larson's pitch is low, ball one. Frank Malzone on deck. 10 hits for the Red Sox. Larson ready. Pitch to Williams. In there for a strike. Fastball. 1-1. Moves off second. Reynolds off first. Larson pitches and Williams takes it low and inside. 2-1. digs in, but Larson walks in behind the mound for a moment. Turns, touches the rosin bag, comes back up on the hill. Getting Yogi signed. Two runners lead away. The stretch by Larson. Now the pitch. Swung on. It's a high fly ball to left. Sebring's under it. And he makes the catch. Retiring the side. Nine men batted. Four scored. Five hits. No Yankee errors. Two left on. At the end of five innings, the Red Sox lead 7-0. Seven runs, 10 hits, one error, eight men left on. New York, no runs, two hits, one error, and four men left on base. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
All Yankee Baseball Games brought to you by Ballantine Beer and Ale and Atlantic Gasoline Companies, exclusively in the Capital District over WOKO, 1461st in Albany, New York.
If you want to hear a sports show that's got a lot in it, you just tune in to Campy's Corner. The great Roy Campanella has his own radio show every night, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Campy's Corner, heard over in other stations, presented by Ballantine Beer and Ale and Camel and Winston Cigarettes, same folks who send the Yankee games your way every day, both home and away. On the scoreboard in the American League, all night games, Washington, Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit at Kansas City. In the National League, Philadelphia at Milwaukee, 1-1. At the end of three innings, Simmons and Spahn. Pittsburgh 3, Cincinnati nothing. At the end of three innings, Friend for the Pirates. Haddock started for Cincinnati. Schmidt in the second. Frank Thomas homered in the second inning. Chicago at San Francisco playing a day game starting later. The only game scheduled in the National League. In the first half of the sixth inning, the Red Sox out front by a score of 7-0. For New York, Tony Kubek hitting second in the order. Mantle on deck and Barrett to follow. Tom Brewer in good form. Swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch to Kubek is a little outside. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 1-1. Now the delivery, swung on and missed, strike two. Got him on a slow-breaking curve, low and inside. Tony's hitting 274. The 1-2 pitch, fastball, swung on, fouled off into the stands to the left of the plate. Delivery. Look out up high. 2-2. Second story pitch. That one was up in the balcony. The 2-2 delivery. Change up is swung on and fouled off up onto the roof. Red Sox 7, the Yankees nothing. It is the first half of the sixth inning. Tom Brewer's 2-2 delivery. Kubek takes a low fastball. Ball 3, 3-2. And you went down to the basement. Went up in the balcony, up onto the roof. The payoff pitch is outside. Ball 4. That was in the mezzanine. Kubek walks. Up comes Mantle. second walk. Brewers issued both times. Kubek, the recipients. Mantle flied to left center and struck out, hitting 304. Yogi Berra to follow. Seven nothing Boston, sixth inning. Tom Brewer's delivery. It's in there for a strike. Breaking pitch. Brewer's next pitch is low inside in the dirt. 1-1. Brewer checks Kubek. Pitch to Mickey. It's over the inside corner. Slider, strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Tom all set. A pitch to Mantle. Inside. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ready, delivers, and Mantle swings and sends a long drive. Boy, it is going. It is gone into the bleachers in straight center field. Mickey Mantle getting his 34th homer and 74 runs batted in. It is now 7-2. Yogi Berra grounded a second and doubled. And the pitch. In there for a strike. Yogi didn't like the call. Mantle wrapped himself about a 440-foot homer over the bullpens of the dividing line in right center and about 15, 20 rows up. The pitch to Yogi is grounded foul into the Red Sox dugout. Yogi takes under the dirt. The home run by Mickey gives him the American League lead at 34 to Seavers 33, Jensen's 32. Ernie Banks leads the majors with 35. Frank Thomas hit his 30th earlier today. Pitch to Yogi, swung on, has a line drive to right, and it's in there for a base hit. Jackie Jensen tosses into Runnels. Yogi, who was hitting 264, gets his second hit. Brings up Gil McDougal. Single to left and sacrificed. On Gill. Now the Red Sox bullpen gets busy. The delivery in there for a strike. Leo Kiley, a left-hander, and Murray Wall, a right-hander. Here's the pitch to Gill. It's low outside. 1-1. McDougal swings and sends a ground ball to Budden. Over to Runnels for one. Throw to first, double play. The Red Sox coming up with their 125th double play of the season. Two down, nobody on, and here's Norm Seaborn, who grounded to second and struck out, hitting 304. Red Sox leading by a score of 7-2. It's the sixth inning. Tom Brewer's pitch to Seaborn is in there for a strike. One strike pitch. Change up is low and inside. The count is 1-1. In tight at the belt, ball two, 2-1. Two-one pitch. That's low, ball three, 3-1. Tom Brewer from South Carolina. As a rule through the years, Brewer's had trouble with New York. Is a pitcher with good stuff. The 3-1 delivery. Swung on, a ground ball hit. Backhanded by Gernert. The throw to Brewer in time, and a beautiful play. And the side's retired. Two runs on Mickey Mantle's 34th homer with one on. Two hits, no errors, and no one left on. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, the Red Sox 7, the Yankees 2. Here's a song about Ballantine beer, the crisper pressure.
To be crisp, a beer must be icily light.
Icily light.
Smooth and delicious, precisely right.
Precisely right.
Divinely golden, crystally clear.
Ballantine beer is now the largest selling beer in the East. You might know a beer so fine would be made by P. Ballantine and Sons, Newark, New Jersey. Frank Malzone leading off in the last of the sixth inning. Takes a curveball over the outside corner. Strike one. Malzone doubled, popped to first, and grounded short. The right-hand batter lines this one deep to left field, and it is up against the wall. Seaborn plays the rebound and whips his throw in to McDougal. A foot short of being a homer. So it's a single. Malzone, who is hitting 302, singles high off the left field wall. Here's Jackie Jensen, flied to right, popped to short and single to center. And Casey's coming out of the dugout. With Zach Monroe warming up. It's going to be all for Larson. Went five innings plus. giving up 11 hits. Walked three men, hit a batter. No strikeouts. Two of the runs were unearned, but the other five were. And Zach Monroe is coming in. Coming in for the 14th time this year since he was called up from Denver. He started four games, a 2-1 record, nothing and nothing against the Red Sox. A hand for Larson. Taking his warm-up pitches, Casey returns to the dugout. Final game of the series tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll be on there at 1:55. The Yankees will be home Tuesday night with the Cleveland Indians on Wednesday afternoon. And then the surging White Sox, who have won 11 out of their last 14, will be coming in next Thursday night, Friday and Saturday afternoons, a ladies' day a week from today. August 24th, the Detroit Tigers in for a big Sunday doubleheader with Frank Larry and Jim Bunning, probably the Tiger pitchers. We will await official notice. By the way, the Yankee Stadium advance sale ticket window will be open tomorrow, Sunday, 9 to 5, for your shopping convenience. Red Sox out in front, 7-2. It's the last of the sixth inning. Malzone on first base, nobody out. Here's Jackie Jensen with Dick Gernot on deck. Kersall to follow. Zach Monroe's delivery in there for a strike. Jensen hitting 311. Monroe's next pitch, outside, low, ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and the next pitch, it's over, strike two, 1-2, palm ball. Malzone on first, nobody out. Monroe into the stretch. And the pitch. Low outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. Swung on, hit foul behind the plate. Yogi comes back toward the screen. He's under it and has it. No advance. Throws down to first, but Malzone gets back. Jensen fouls out to Barra. And Dick Gernert fouled to Kubek in behind Lumpy. Double to left and hit a homer into the left field screen, batting 236. Delivers to Gernert outside. Ball one. The right-hander ready. Pitches swung on line to left field for a base hit. Sebring up with the ball. Malzone stops at second. The throw goes toward third, cut off by Kubek. Runners on first and second, one out, and the batter is Jimmy Pearsall, who singled to center, was thrown out on a bunt, and grounded to third, hitting 245. Twelve hits for Boston. Red Sox leading 7-2, sixth inning. Zach Monroe's pitch to Pearsall is over. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Malzone leads away from second. Gernert from first. Monroe's pitch swung on, fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play, up onto the roof. Pitch. Palm ball swung on, grounded to Kubek, to McDougal for one, back on to Thornberry, double play. Sides retired. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of six innings, the Red Sox, seven runs, 12 hits, one error, nine men left on. The Yankees, two runs, four hits, one error, and four left on. All other games in the American League tonight: Washington, Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit at Kansas City. In the National League, Philadelphia at Milwaukee, one all at the end of four and a half innings. With Simmons and Spahn the pitcher, Chicago at San Francisco, a later start. Pittsburgh 3, Cincinnati 2 at the end of four innings. Friend for the Pirates, Haddix for Cincinnati, Schmidt relieved in the second. Frank Thomas homered in the second for the Pirates, his 30th. Robinson in the fourth with one on for Cincinnati in the only game scheduled in the National League. Moving into the first half of the seventh inning, it's the bottom third of the Yankee order. Jerry Lumpy, Marv Thornberry, and Zach Monroe. Art Dittmar and Ike DeLock are the probable pitchers for tomorrow's series finale. The Yankees will be home Tuesday night with the Cleveland Indians. Red Sox 7, the Yankees 2. It's the seventh inning. Tom Brewer swings to the windup, and the pitch swung on, hit back to the box by Lumpy. Brewer throws over to first to Gernert, one away. Jerry was hitting 279. Here's Marv Thornberry batting 219, grounded to second and first. Nothing for two. Brewer delivers over the inside corner, strike one. right-hander throws. Thornberry takes high. One and one. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. Took a good cut at a low fastball. Weather's cooled off today. The pitch to Thornberry is low and inside, and the count is two and two. A 2-2 count. The 2-2 pitch. High, ball three. Three and two. Now the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him pulling the string on him. Two outs and Zach Monroe is due to bat. Nobody warming up. Monroe's coming up. Monroe is nothing for nine. Brewers pitch in there. Strike one. Boston seven, Yankees two. It's the seventh inning. Next delivery is low outside, one and one. Now the 1-1 pitch. Low and inside, ball two. A lot of broadcast and telecast of this game today. Our own. That of the Red Sox, Kurt Gowdy and Bob Murphy. The next pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. NBC with Lindsey Nelson and Leo DeRocher are televising it to parts of the nation. Now the pitch is swung on, little roller hit to Brewer. He grabs it and runs to first. It was between the bag and the mound. Gurnett went over and Brewer running over grabbed it and just kept going. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And now at the end of six and a half innings, the score remains the Red Sox, seven, and the Yankees, two. You know, baseball has its fair share of complications, but here's one on the lighter side that beats them all. Down south, a pitcher batting out of turn hit a home run to win his own game. Seems that he came in to relieve another pitcher who, in turn, was moved to left field. And the pair switched positions twice with the original pitcher batting ninth. Next inning, the reliever mistakenly batted ninth and hit a home run to break a 12th inning tie, won his own game. And the mix-up wasn't noticed until the next half inning. Of course, that was too late for the team in the field to appeal for the batting out of turn. I bet if it was a tall, frosty glass with a crisper pressure, they would have noticed it, though. Fact is, they couldn't have helped it because now Ballantine is the largest selling beer in the East. That's because Ballantine has just what you want in beer. The tops and refreshment and the smoothest, most delicious taste ever to leave a bottle or can or tap. You'll enjoy Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. Try it, won't you? Thank you.